episode 765, Love Never Fails.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day out. Yes, it is. It's a brand new start to your week. It's Monday. Rise and shine. Get your blood moving and pumping, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We have got to rejoice in Him and in the opportunities that are before us. Love never fails. Oh yes, we've got Valentine's Day just around the corner, like tomorrow. It will be February 14th. And so you know what? Ladies, men, all of you, anyone listening, love never fails. It's going to be a great chat, one you want to listen to. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so excited that you're here, that you have fallen on our doorstep. And you know what? It's not any accident that you found us. No, it's not. I have been praying for you, and I am so delighted that you are taking the time out to figure out your life, your next step, where you want to go, where you want to be in your life, how you can serve others better by becoming your best selfie. So welcome indeed. Now, if you haven't already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Well, with Valentine's Day around the corner, we've got to talk about love. And with it being Mindful Monday, we're talking about our mindset, right? And we tend to do that because I think it's a good way for us to start our week out on a really good foot. We can get trapped in our own doings, our own schedule. We get busy. We get, you know, kind of taken off course if we get onto social media or with things happening in the regular media. Either way, there are distractions. Well, we've got to bring ourselves back to something that's very core, and that's love. Love never fails. While many of us know and believe love is all you need and that love never fails, we can fail love. Now, I'm not sure that that's a thought that's crossed your mind recently. Maybe it has if you have been in a divorce recently or have gone through one. Maybe you are still fighting those feelings, those emotions that come with that, the actions that are taken, the hurt that forms. There's lots of other things that go with that. You could be feeling that we fail love because of a loss of a loved one through an accident or a tragic, unexpected health crisis that comes into our lives that no one would have thought would even be a possibility. Yet we still say love never fails. But when love is missing in your life, your mindset is plain mush. You walk around kind of in a fog, sometimes a fog where you can't see very far. You're lucky to see the hand in front of your face. And at other times, you can kind of see things. You know, like for me, I'm getting older. And as I'm noticing, I don't know if it's because I'm spending more time online and doing things behind the computer, that my eyesight is coming and going. I think it's a combination. I'm really hoping that it's more like I'm getting wiser, not older. But whatever it is, when we have that missing part in our life, that love that's not there, our mindset is just kind of blurry. We tend just to, you know, go down these roads sometimes that lead us into depression or anxiety or pity parties and despair. We want to do things our own way because nothing else seems to work and we just don't feel loved. We begin second guessing everything from what to wear in the morning to what to fix for dinner to how to interact with people to how you even discipline your children. Love is very much a part of who we are. That's the relationship portion of what God ingrained in us as a human being. Your decisions are influenced by the confidence love gives or by the absence that love takes away. Wow. Love never fails. And I'm sure you're thinking, well, with all of that, it sounds really depressing. Love never fails yet. Everything you told me, if this is missing in my life, if I don't have love, I'm not there. My mindset's not going to be there. I'm not all together. So what can I do? Where do I go from here? Well, we know that love is vital in our life. That's the relationship component. And there's even science to back this up. It's a 75-year study done out of Harvard. The lead researcher, Dr. George Vallant, said that he found two pillars of happiness. One is love, and the other is finding out a way of coping with life that does not push love away. Well, we all desire that love part. We get that, right? We all believe that, you know, love is all you need. But what happens when you don't have it or you've pushed it away? What then? Love never fails. Well, this is also shown in the Bible. So, and more importantly, in my opinion, we've got a biblical perspective here. Jesus prayed and cried out, please take this cup of suffering from me. You know, he was like, I don't want to have to die, but thy will be done, not mine. You see, he chose to die for us, to give us eternal life because of his love for his Father, God the Father, and for you and me. It was a choice he made. Love never fails. What choice are you making in your life when it comes to love? Do you even think about love in your life? Has your marriage or your dating scene become so rhythmic, so habitual, that you do the exact same thing? Think about your morning today. Think about last night before you went to bed. Think about that text during the day. Are you taking the same actions? Do you feel like it's robotic? And you wonder why we kind of get fascinated with these movies and things out there regarding relationships that we see that pose this whole beautiful picture that, oh my gosh, love never fails and it always ends up in bliss and happiness and people frolicking and running and just, it's a jovial life. And you're like, but what about my life? Have you not seen my life? It hasn't been so jovial. I've been in the dungeon. I've been in the ditches, the trenches. I'm tired of hearing that love never fails because it has failed me. Love does fail. At one point in my life, it failed me. Well, at least I thought it did. And my husband of almost 17 years stood there and looked me in the eye. Actually, he wasn't standing at the time. He was sitting. Yes, I still remember exactly where it happened, where we were, the time of day, because that is when my life changed. When he said, I've fallen out of love. And yet I'm sitting here telling you that love never fails. Love has failed all of us at one point in our life, yet still I'm here telling you love never fails. Because love does continue to go on. It's how we choose to understand the love portion. You know, in that 75-year study, the two pillars, one is love and the other was what? Finding a way of coping with life that does not push love away. You see, it's not about coping with it and pushing it away. It's more of what can we do to understand how love never fails? Where do we come in as an individual, you and me? What can we do? Because Christ Jesus chose, did he not? He made a choice that day that he would die for you and me. He didn't have to, but he did. So what can we do to understand how love never fails? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, love today. That's as simple as you can get. And you're like, well, I didn't need to listen to this whole thing up till this point, Christiane, if you're just going to tell me to love today. The problem is we're not loving today. We're loving the past. We're keeping ourselves stuck there. We hibernate in the pity parties. We want to feel bad because our heart was broken. We didn't get what we wanted. The man that I thought I married ended in divorce. And you call that love today? That doesn't work for me. And I don't have any hope for tomorrow. It still comes down to the simple strategy. Your kiss is to love today. You must be present. You can't live in yesterday. And you can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. So you have to love today. How do you do that? Well, let's break it down into three simple things, steps that you must take. Here you go. Number one, you make a choice. You must make a choice. And it's an intentional choice. Jesus did. Have you gotten up in the morning and made an intentional choice? Okay, hopefully, I'm going to tell you a secret, and I hope that he's not going to listen to this episode until after Valentine's Day. But you see, I'm already preparing for Valentine's Day for my husband. The little things. I'm not doing anything major and big. I'm not going out buying him a yacht. I wish I had enough money to do that, though. That'd be fun. Instead of buying him a yacht, I'd just invite you all over. We'd have a huge party. But I'm serious here. I'm talking about the little things, the little notes that I'm going to leave him and where I'm going to place them, the little writing that I will put on his mirror and what to say, the little note that he'll find in his wallet from me as he pulls out his debit card to go fill up his tank for gas. I'm already preparing that. Have you started those preparations? Love never fails. You make a choice. It's intentional. So think about the choices that you're making. Do you just get up in the morning and it's like, hi, good morning. Oh, that sounds like love to me. And I know it's, maybe I'm getting into your business, but you know what? You want to create your now. You want to live a life that God has dreamt for you. It's going to take you to make some choices and to be intentional. And that means work on our part. No, it's not easy, but it can be done. Love never fails. So number one, you make a choice. It's intentional. Number two, you take aim. It's that action. Action ignites motivation. And the action that you take has nothing to do with you. It's not this selfish of, if I do this, I get this. And let's be honest, a lot of us work that way. I used to work that way. If I clean the house because I know he likes it that way, then maybe I can convince him to do this. Okay, if that's our motivation, we're doing it all wrong. We should say, I want a clean house because I want to see the smile on his face. And I'm going to do it just for that. Bonus if you get the other stuff, right? In fact, you may get something bigger and better than what you ever thought about. But if your focus is the end result for you, you're never going to get the beginning result. And that's the action that you take. It must be selfless. Less of you, more of them. Selfless. So take aim. Number three, you impact. When you love today, you impact. I guarantee you, if you do one thing every single day, you are going to begin to rock your marriage. You will begin to awaken it from kind of almost the dead. If you're like, I don't have any of that spark. I got to get some of that. Can I not just buy it in a bottle? Oh, no. You already got what's in the bottle. But you have to take action on it. You have to make a choice. You make a choice to make a change and take action to impact today. But it all falls on your shoulders. Yeah. Love never fails you if you never fail love. I want you to really bring that in because, man, when you begin to wrestle with that in your mind and your thoughts begin to form around that, that's going to rock your world. It begins to get you at the core because love never fails. It's been proven over and over again, shown in the Bible. Even a science study has shown us that. What other proof do you need than to, for you to actually begin to take aim? If you want some assistance with that, I could tell you, I know what it's like to feel like love failed me. I was there. I lived it. I had major arguments with God back and forth saying, this isn't fair. But then it got real. And I realized that love never fails. But I can fail love. So if you want someone to come beside you in your journey, you want kind of that jump start, that kickoff to say, am I on the right direction? Is this where I need to go? Or maybe help me, mentor me, show me this. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's free. It's something I give to you. Love today, it's my love to you. It's something that I do offer because it's what God says I'm supposed to do. You don't have to take me up on that offer, and that's okay. But what I want you to know and what I want you to carry throughout these days is that love never fails. And I want you to repeat that over and over and over again. Because it's what we do that fails love. Which side do you want to stand on today? I pray that it's love never fails. Because it won't fail you. As long as you're willing to take that kiss and go out and love today. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.